Before we make announcement, let's go ahead and introduce those who come here for the first time and those who haven't been here for quite a while. Let's start it from three sections from my left side. Any new ones? Any new ones? Okay. How about the section in front of me? Any new one? All right. Okay. How about the three sections on my left side?
I guess also, I'm not really new. I'm visiting from the church in Philadelphia. My parents are Christine and Art. My name is Rebecca.
Amen.
Well, welcome, sister, to the table. Okay, how about the three sections behind me? Any new one? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, here are a few announcement items. The district prayer meeting for this coming Tuesday starts from 8 p.m. Brothers and sisters, we encourage you to come over to the prayer meeting and reach out or visit after the prayer meeting. As our book reading schedule, we are entering into the life study of Leviticus chapter 29 and chapter 30. These are the second and the third part of the consecration of Aaron and his sons. Very, very enjoyable. For today's food service, it will be served by P1, P8, and P11. The clean service is served by P7, Buskin Ridge 2, and Highland Park. As we made the announcement last week in the district meetings, again, I would like to remind our sisters, on Saturday, April the 21st, there is a sisters planting conference of all of the churches in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic at the Jamaica Meeting Hall of the church in New York City. It starts from 9 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m. Children's service is provided and the registration is handled online. The deadline of the registration is April the 15th, which is 1 week from today. We'll send out the registration link to all of our sisters and would like to encourage you to come over for this blending conference. Number five, Brother Peter Chen from Taiwan is coming over to visit us from Friday, April the 20th. On Saturday, April 21st, Brother Peter will join us for a fellowship in the evening. And he will fellowship with us to encourage all of us so that we could be perfect in life, in service, and in function. All of our saints, every one of us, are included. By the way, Brother Chen will be fellowshipping in Chinese, and translation is provided. Okay, number six. This year's summer training at Anaheim is scheduled for July the 2nd to 7th. Registration is due on May 1st. On May 1st to Brother Kyle. Brother Kyle. The last item, there are two things in May that I would like to bring to your attention so that you can place them in your prayer and remember to participate. First, we register for May the 12th street fairs of Piscataway Township. The second, in that night, there is a Central Jersey gospel meeting at the Piscataway Meeting Hall. So brothers and sisters, please place these two events in your prayer and we'd like to encourage you to participate. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise to the Lord.
Even I would like to share a little bit. We are pitiful, but God is merciful and full of grace. Brother Neil would like me to thank all your prayer and care and full service. The surgery took 3.5 hours, but now he's back to home to recover. It does take a long time to recover for that kind of surgery, and all the daily activity is very painful for him. Like, he had to do everything in a very slow pace for dressing, shower, walking, even laughing and coughing is very painful to him. He just had to be really careful. But it's really great help that, and then show your love toward my family, that keep us in your prayer, and we thank you for all the full service you provide us. It's very helpful in this, you know, hectic time. And continue to pray for us so we will get more Christ through this suffering. And thank you very much.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let's do put Brother Neil's family and his recovery in our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
So the following 15 minutes also, we would like to have young people who attend the past spring conference overflow of your enjoyment.
Amen.
Okay, so how about you all stand up and would like to start?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Are you all ready?
Okay. So what I enjoyed in the spring conference was we have three words: remind, fan, and guard.
Amen.
We need to be reminded that we have a spirit.
Amen.
And we have to fan our spirit into flame.
Amen.
And we have to guard our spirit and our heart.
Amen.
Another three words that I really enjoyed was love, faith, and pure conscience.
Amen.
In order for us to guard our spirit and heart is to have a pure conscience.
Right.
Without a pure conscience, we won't have our faith and love for the Lord.
Amen.
So that's why when we usually go to the meetings, we kind of feel down because we don't have a pure conscience. So praise the Lord. We need to exercise our spirit and have a pure conscience.
Amen.
Like Jonathan said, love is a very big thing that we must have. But the thing is that 2 Timothy 3:12 says that we will be persecuted because we love the Lord. But if we love him enough, nothing else matters.
Mm-hmm.
Like how Noah's family loved the Lord so much that even though they faced so much criticism while they were building the ark, they were not fazed at all. So we just have to praise the Lord and we have to love him more.
Amen. Amen.
So Jonathan talked about there are eight ingredients, something, right? And the first one was a pure conscience. And I love brother at the sharing. He had a really nice sharing when he said something about the war in Vietnam. All the soldiers there, they had to walk through the perilous jungles where the enemy set traps and ambushes, and they can attack any time. And that's exactly how we are today. Satan, or the devil, he sets up traps everywhere, behind your doors, behind, literally outside, behind a tree, anywhere. But we have a guide, and that's our pure conscience.
Yeah.
And he guides, and that thing guides us through our entire life, and we have to listen to that. So, okay.
Amen. Amen. I enjoyed that we're running a race, and the brother shared that, in this race, there's no disqualification. And I just really enjoyed that, even if we fall, even if we keep on failing, we just need to get back up and keep running this race with the Lord.
Amen.
So I enjoyed the group time. We had one of the group meetings. We talked about we did this thing about how often each of us read the Bible. And one point that really touched me was that we did the survey, right, and we found that everybody in my group who read the Bible 3 or more times a week had a companion. And previous to the spring conference, I read the Bible myself, and it was hard to maintain a constant reading and enjoyment. However, after the meeting, me and Richard, we started reading the Bible, and this week we read it every single day. And this was the first time I read all 6 days of the material and we also read the Bible for 5 straight days, and it was really enjoyable, and like he was able to help me with like verses that I didn't understand or points I didn't understand. So I just found like that, like, it's really important to like have a companion, and it really just helps your enjoyment, and it's really just benefits your like relationship with the Lord as well.
Amen. Yeah, building off of Megan's point, the brothers made a really good analogy by comparing our situation to a relay race almost. And he said that in a relay race, it's sort of like a team effort. Yes. And if the first three people run really well, if the fourth person can't finish, then the race can't finish. Mm-hmm. And I think we should really compare this to our situation today. You know, we're in this final leg and we're running this race. And if we can't finish this race, we have people who are depending on us when we're cheering us on. So praise the Lord that we can all run this race together.
Amen.
So I also attended the conference as a serving one, but I also enjoyed the material. So there is a song actually written for Camp Penuel, and it's about the inward parts and the exercise of the spirit. So the leading part of that is the conscience. And what I enjoyed is that, so last semester, I had a hard time in my first semester of college, and I didn't take care of my conscience that much, so it was very very dirty and impassable to the Lord. So the Lord's presence kind of faded down from that. But actually, recently I've been taking better care of my conscience and exercising my spirit to confess and just to be clean, and to allow the Lord to really flow through me again.
Amen. So the topic of this conference was, O Timothy, guard the deposit. Amen. And so the first meeting, we were given a background of this book, the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy. So 2nd Timothy is actually the last epistle that Paul wrote. And at this time, the Apostle Paul, he was in jail, and he wrote that, I am already being poured out, and the time of my departure is at hand. And so the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy, it's not really to reveal any new truths, but it's just to remind Timothy to guard the deposit.
Amen.
And for us young people, or the young people, we already have a deposit. So we need to be reminded to guard this deposit.
Amen.
And you could feel the desperation in the epistles, like, oh, Timothy, guard the deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time, there's degradation in the church. There are co-workers who have left Paul. There are churches who have turned away from Paul. And it's as if Timothy is the last hope. So it's, oh, Timothy, guard the deposit.
Amen.
And so in these last days, it's the same charge to us, that we would guard the deposit.
Amen.
Amen. So,
So in this conference, I was a serving one, and then I was just like reminded again that the Lord is coming back soon. And just like what Susan said, Timothy was one of the only ones that could continue, that Paul wanted to pass the baton to. But in this conference, I just really enjoyed two words: continue and practice. In 2 Timothy 3:14, it says, "But you continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from which ones you have learned them." So not only do we go for conferences and trainings, but we need to come back and continue and practice these things, because we're not just ones who are revived just once a year, but actually we are Timothys. We are running this race. And I just really enjoy that. It's a day by day. And day by day, we not only wait for that day, for the Lord's appearing, but day by day we can experience and enjoy the Lord's appearing.
Amen.
And as Timothys, we need to be ones to really be faithful and really continue and practice all the things that we have learned and received.
Amen.
Amen. So one of the messages in the conference was regarding the five statuses that we should have as Christians. And one status that really touched me was the status of a soldier. And that basically just showed that we're in a battle right now. And a soldier has to be someone who's willing to suffer and someone who doesn't have any entanglements with the world. And that really impressed me that as soldiers, we shouldn't be so occupied with the things of the world, and that really our life should be for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
In the next few minutes, brothers and sisters, we'd like to ask if there are any of saints who are currently practicing the home perfect training to give some testimony. We have the chance to fellowship with these serving brothers and sisters. If they have any testimony, they can come forward to present so. Any of you? By the calling of the Spirit?
Brothers and sisters, so right now I am practicing this home perfect training with two pairs of brothers and sisters. So one of them is a sister who was newly baptized. So I am now in the pursuit of the new believers training with her and another brother. So we three together, we are pursuing these messages. And also at the same time, I'm also pursuing this new believer message with a gospel friend who is really open but not baptized yet. So during the pursuit of these messages, I think my personal experience is that it is a spiritual warfare. So many times that because normally we do after work during evening. So sometimes your body is drained and you're feeling very tired. So many times I'm even battling with myself. Should I call this brother? Should I continue this practice? So every time when I am really in the battle of doing or not doing it, so I always try to turn to the Lord. I pray to the Lord first that Lord, I feel the need that these new believers and all these gospel friends, they need to be fed. They need God's words to go into them. So I can testify that the pursuit of the Lord or this practice is not easy. I think, but every time we feel that we are a little lacking, and we should turn to the Lord first and seeking the supply from Him. Then we can use the supply that we received from our God. Then we have the ability to reach out to the saints that we are shepherding and that we are feeding. Amen.
Amen. Any other? Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, just want to give you a very quick update. The home perfected training have been carried out for the past 14 months. Over the course of a year and 2 months, there are some 20 groups and 37 saints who are consistently practicing the home perfecting training. Now, this is only our Piscataway local activity. This is carried out by the entire 8, 9, 10 churches in New Jersey. So, brothers and sisters, for this home perfect training, we'll have a fellowship on April the 29th. And I would like to conclude this fellowship to you, and I'd like to encourage you by using the following verses in Ephesians 4:16. Out from whom all the body being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each one part,
causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Praise to Him.
Amen.
Now we will proceed to get into the morning revival material. We're on week 7, and John and I will give a brief introduction, and then we'll have some time for all the saints to overflow from your enjoyment. Week 7, the title is The Reality of the Sin Offering, the Bronze Serpent, and the Destruction of the Devil.
Amen.
So this is actually the second half covering this matter of the sin offering. And I thought I would read some verses to begin. And if you have your Old Testament, you could follow along. And this is Isaiah 53. And I'll start with verse 5. So maybe I'll pause a little bit if you want to open to Isaiah. And I hope from the reading of the word here, we would all come to appreciate the Lord Jesus as the reality of our sin offering. So Isaiah 53, for those who are not familiar, is really a passage in the word that portrays the death of the Lord, His crucifixion. And so this is all speaking concerning Christ. So I'll read from verse 5. I'll skip around, so you'll just have to follow. Verse 5, "But He was wounded because of our transgressions. He was crushed because of our iniquities. The chastening for our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes we have been healed." Verse 6, at the bottom half, "And Jehovah has caused the iniquity of us all to fall upon Him."
Amen.
And then verse 9, the second half, "Although He had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in His mouth." Verse 10, "But Jehovah was pleased to crush Him, to afflict Him with grief, when He makes Himself an offering for sin." When we consider Christ as a sin offering, I don't know, saints, what your feeling is, but in these verses, I hope we realize that when the Lord was placed on the cross, you know, in 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "He who did not know sin, He was made sin."
Amen.
On our behalf.
Amen.
In other words, when the Lord was on the cross, in the eyes of God, Amen. He was the unique sinner.
Amen.
In the entire universe. This one who lived a sinless life. He had no deceit. He had no malicious intent. He lived a perfect human life, yet in the eyes of God, He was sin itself. And so when we come to this verse, you know, this morning we were singing hymns of praise to the Father. And at a certain point, I was reminded of this verse in verse 10. Jehovah was pleased to crush Him. Brothers and sisters, we here are children of God.
Amen. Yeah.
What does this mean? Jehovah was pleased to crush Him. He was pleased. It must have been a very bitter, sweet feeling for Him to judge the firstborn on the cross. The immense weight of sin that He bore, causing the wrath of God to descend upon Him.
Amen.
To crush Him. The Lord died for you and me in such a way.
Amen.
As a sin offering. So how much more we need to appreciate what the Lord has done on the cross, and especially as the sin offering on our behalf. We need to fully realize that today, on the one hand, the blood has washed away our sins, but on the other hand, as seen from Matthew and also in 1 John, we are still serpentine in nature. We are born of our father, the devil. And so we, brothers and sisters, we have a unique need. We need the Lord Jesus Christ as the sin offering. If we really see our true condition, and I would say it is a mercy from God for His light to shine upon us, that we would not be deceived thinking that we are okay. I think it was very fitting that, and we'll get to it momentarily, that the picture of the bronze serpent was revealed to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Such a moral, upright, you would say a very good person. And yet the Lord took the opportunity to show Nicodemus, to reveal something of him. That Nicodemus, even though you are good, you are moral, you might think you are okay, but you are serpentine. The children of God have been bitten by serpents. And without the Son of Man being lifted up, we will all die. So there is a need. For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. So he who believes into Him,
amen,
he should not perish, but would have eternal life.
Amen.
So the need for us today, brothers and sisters, is that we will look. We will look to the Son of Man who has been lifted up.
Amen.
And we would believe into Him.
Amen.
This is more than just believing in Him. This is entering into an organic union with the Son to receive Him, to be joined to Him,
amen,
to be in a union with Him,
amen,
so that we would not perish, but we would have eternal life.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the Lord as our sin offering.
Amen.
So we see from Roman number 1, as a reality, the sin offering, Christ was made sin on our behalf. And I covered those points. In Roman number 2, as the reality of the sin offering, Christ, the Son, was sin in the likeness of the flesh of sin. And concerning sin, He condemned sin in the flesh. And this is from Romans 8:3. We see that the Lord, as again, the figure of the bronze serpent, He did not have the sinfulness within Him. He only had the likeness of sin. When He incarnated to become a man, He put on human flesh. And so He picked up the likeness of the flesh. And so when He was judged there, sin was condemned in the flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah! We have such a One who did so much for us. And then finally, Roman number 3, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man lift it up. And so we see this wonderful picture in Numbers 21, Christ was the type, right? The fulfillment of this bronze serpent. And this was very sovereign by God to show us that we, like I mentioned before, are serpentine. We have this problem, but we have this wonderful substitute. The Lord, what He did and accomplished on the cross, is tremendous. He condemned sin. He crucified the old man. He judged the world. He cast the ruler of this world out. He undid. He destroyed his works. He even dealt with Satan himself. He destroyed him, the one who has the might of death, that is the devil. Such a death on the cross is so all-inclusive. But it is for, of course, our experience today. And then I'll just pass this on. Our brother will continue and share with us how we could experience this reality today.
Praise the Lord for the
devil destroying death on the cross. Excuse me, saints. Praise the Lord for the also the life releasing death on the cross. I was so touched that you know, we, our Lord died so that, you know, we can be released, we can be freed to enjoy all that He is and has accomplished. So there's the aspect of the accomplished facts from the Word. We trust in those words, correct, saints?
Amen.
We're believers this morning.
Amen.
Satan has been destroyed.
Amen.
And we are no longer bound by our sinful nature and by our sins that we have committed. Through His death and through the blood, we can come forward to God and enjoy all that He is. But saints, there's the accomplished facts. God's way, however, excuse me, is that in executing this judgment that He has accomplished on the cross, God's way and God's principles is always gradual and incremental. The brother shared with us. So that means our concept shouldn't be that, oh, because of the accomplished facts on the cross, we can just, we are no longer under the boundage of sin in our daily living today. Saints, we need to realize, because God's judgment is incremental and gradual, God purposely, in His sovereignty, allowed the enemy to still be at work today. In fact, in our daily lives, you know, we will encounter many experiences in which our sinful nature are just exposed. Why is that? You know, and in fact, we commit sins. Yes, we can come back to God, but all the experiences demonstrate that God is dealing with His enemy through us in our daily lives. We must be those who will cooperate with the Lord in executing the judgment against the enemy.
Amen.
Saints, may the Lord touch our daily living.
Amen.
At the end of this message, the brother shared with us a few practical experiences and practice in executing, in being one with the Lord in executing this judgment against the enemy. Saints, we can execute this judgment.
Amen.
We must not take this matter in a light way. In fact, this is God's sovereignty that we're experiencing this. Number one, we see that from James 4 and 1 Peter 5, saints, we need to be subject under God.
Amen.
And the way to do so is, number one, we need to learn to be humble in the Lord. Right, in James we see that we need to be humble in the Lord, and in 1 Peter we saw that the Lord resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. It is only when we are humbled that we can be subject under God, and subject under His arrangement. Saints, it is such a relief that we know God is sovereign in everything he has arranged for us. If you consider our daily life, if you consider your daily living, things that happen to us, things that is happening to us, we need to see that God's hand is moving and sovereignly arranging every situation so that we can gain Him and we can experience Him more.
Amen.
Today we need to be under, learn to be under, learn to be under God's sovereign hand.
Amen.
May the Lord humble us.
Amen.
To be under His arrangement.
Amen.
It is only when we are under His sovereignty and under His sovereign hand, the enemy has no ground to attack us.
Amen.
The enemy has no ground to distract us. In fact, we will say to him and we will testify to him, God has destroyed him. He has no ground.
Amen.
Regardless of our situation,
amen,
whatever we are going through, Satan is destroyed.
Amen.
God is accomplishing His eternal purpose within us. And also we see that in being subject under God, we need to learn to cast all our anxieties on the Lord. Since in our daily lives, we are so anxious with many things, with our job, with our future, with our, sometimes we're even anxious about spiritual condition. Am I growing in the Lord and different things? These kind of things can be used by the enemy to distract us and even to condemn us. We need to learn to be to cast our anxieties on the Lord. Amen. So that we will not give ground to the enemy and his attacks, and we will learn to be under his sovereign hands. I must move on. We also need to see in the sharing from the brothers that we need to learn we must not let our anger we must let now indignation so in our daily lives we must not give place to the devil. Right. A lot of times, and the brothers share, especially in our anger and in our experiences, our anger gives place to the devil. If there are certain feelings that we might have in our daily lives that angers us justifiably, that will give us ground to even hate and to develop certain feeling against a brother or sister or against someone in our lives, in our experiences, we must let those feelings go by coming to the Lord. Amen. So that the enemy will not use those feelings and those angers to take us away and to devour us from the grace of God and from the experiences of the Lord.
Right.
Saints, this is a very practical matter,
Amen.
Especially in our church life.
Amen.
By the grace of God, we will be under His sovereign hands and let our feelings go. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
These are the experiences that we will have from the enemy's attack. But the enemy attacks also, specifically, through accusations. In our experiences, all of a sudden, sometimes we would just have certain thoughts, certain voices within us that condemns us of our condition. Oh, brother, you call yourself a Christian. You are a serving brother, and yet you did not do X, Y, and Z. Saints, the enemy attacks us by accusing us night and day before the Lord. But in Revelation, we see that those who overcame, not by their own effort or their self-will. Saints, the overcomers overcame the accusation of the enemy through the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And through the word of the testimony.
Amen.
Saints, the blood takes care of our sinful conducts. If we have sinned against the Lord, the blood takes care of it.
Amen.
The enemy has no ground to accuse us when we apply the blood.
Amen.
And in fact, if enemy keeps accusing us, what should we do? We need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Through the words of our testimony, we need to declare the facts.
Amen.
Christ accomplished the facts that He has accomplished on the cross to the enemy.
Amen.
We must let him know that our faith is not in ourselves, not in what we can do, what we have done, but it's in solely on the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word speaks that the devil has been destroyed.
Amen.
The enemy is defeated.
Amen.
Through Christ's death on the cross,
Amen.
Enemy is judged and is waiting for the judgment to be executed by each one of us.
Amen.
He has no ground. He may distract us, but really, he belongs to the lake of fire.
Amen.
It is only through God's sovereignty that he's still at large today, so that God can gain all the glory.
Amen.
in our exercise of the Spirit to defeat him in our daily lives.
Amen.
Saints, may we learn to stand upon his blood.
Amen.
And the word of his testimony.
Amen.
So that God will gain the glory and we will not nullify his cross, what he has accomplished in our daily lives.
Amen.
In fact, we will exercise and stand upon what he has accomplished for his glory.
Amen.
May we all enter into this experience this week to truly experience Christ as our sin offering.
Amen.
In our daily living.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Oh boy. this point, that as a sin offering, the Lord not only condemned our sins, He dealt with our serpentine nature. He destroyed the works of the devil, and He also destroyed the devil himself. Amen. What a release, what a sin offering we have. So, oftentimes I think when I apply the sin offering, my concern is that the Lord as a sin offering, He came to condemn the sins. But in this message we see the Lord, He destroyed the devil.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And in this message we see the Greek word of the destroy actually means cancel,
amen,
nullify,
amen,
dissolve,
amen,
and abolish.
Amen.
Oh, I really like this word. Destroy,
amen,
nullify,
amen,
cancel.
Amen.
So you know, many of us use WeChat. So when you send out a message to someone and later on you change your mind, within 5 or 10 minutes you can recall this message. Then this message disappears. Praise the Lord. Oh Lord Jesus. Today we don't need to live hour by hour, like I've already mentioned, with a sin consciousness. We don't need to be in fear. We have a sin offering. We can look away unto Him. And in our daily life, we need to learn to apply the sin offering, to reject Satan's accuses. Oh, the sin has been destroyed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I was nourished by brother sister's fellowship. So in experience this sin offering, I think we just need to, like, every morning come to the Lord. So yeah, so I mean, right now living in this age, we are extremely busy. To a point, every morning when I wake up, my brain just spins so fast. Sometimes I just need to call the name of the Lord, because there's so many things going on, from the children, from the storm, from the company, everything going on. So, but I just need to come to the Lord every morning, find a time to read some words. And also, I remember like the one morning, I was thinking so many things, and I read the message. It's just saying we need to look upon the Moses raised this bronze serpent. So I just say I need to look upon the Lord.
Amen.
So every day, and because Satan is a pretty, Satan is pretty powerful. It's really a battle. My son really liked to watch, Pokemon. Pokemon is almost fighting. So all I know is, try to, take him away sometime, from this fightings. But in reality, in this spiritual warfare, Satan is pretty powerful. He's like the energy level is pretty high. So all I can do is I just say, okay, Lord Jesus, I need you. I cannot defeat Satan. I have some nature in myself. I cannot do it. But I just in Lord I trust. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Yeah, I think listening to the sharings of the brothers, and I think about the part that the Satan can, he's trying to use every opportunity to attack us, especially when we did something wrong. And I think this also touches me very much. I remember years ago that I think I was about to serve in the meeting or in a conference, but days before that, I kind of did something wrong, and my conscience get really bothered a lot. So then, even though like we all did, we come to the Lord, we confess our sins, and then we apply the blood. But still, Satan is attacking. Until I heard a message from Brother Lee. It's very interesting though. It's like he mentioned this. He was talking about this. this kind of experience that I think we all have. And he says that if after we repent, after we apply the blood, we still get the attacking from the Satan, then I think one thing we can do is okay, we can say, hey Satan, if you want to keep attacking me, let me give you a message. Let me give you a message about how Lord died on the cross for us. And let me give you a message about how he applied, how he shed his blood. So right now you have no ground. So actually, that was a very practical message to myself that, you know, every time so every time I get bothered by this, then I started giving Satan this message that, you know, how God redeemed us on the cross, and his blood now is covering us. So another point I also want to share is that actually something from last week's message that, you know, it talks about how can we appreciate Jesus as our sin offerings. It mentioned about if we need to appreciate Jesus as our sin offerings, we have to, appreciate in the first place Jesus as our burnt offering. Amen. So if we review the picture of the burnt offerings, that is the sacrifice that he's washed, he's skinned, he's cut, and he's completely burned on the altar. That signifies that Jesus was the only one who lived a absolute life towards God. So then, for us, for humankind, we are a serpent kind. So we are having the nature of turning away from God. So even though we say we may have all kind of sins, we have all kind of trespassings, but I think the biggest sin that we ever committed is that we tend to turn away from God. So it really touches me that, you know, when you see the picture of Jesus as the burnt offering, then we realize how much we sin against the God, and then how much we need to take Jesus as our sin offering, and every day, and just partake of him as the sin offering, and also as the burnt offering. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I agree with Brother Richard that says that the devil has power, right? I like this picture about a truck and the police. Now, who has more power? Of course, the truck has more power than the police. And this is what the devil makes us believe every day in our lives, that we cannot make it. We cannot do this work. We cannot study. It's too hard. We cannot do this. We cannot do that. We cannot serve. See, this is in our nature. The devil keeps speaking to us, you know? But no, who has authority over the power of Satan? Jesus, his blood. He has more power over Satan. And this is what we have to, you know, keep. That's why we need to pray. The brother said we need to keep praying. I pray, Lord, give me that authority of your blood to destroy Satan every day. You know, we can't let Satan deceive us in school, at work, saying we cannot do this work. It's too hard. It's too difficult. We cannot do this. We cannot do that. It's his nature that's trying to deceive us. So we have to ask the Lord, have mercy on us, so we can do it only because of your blood and the cross. And we're going to lift that lower eye to this bronze serpent, because you are the ones without its sinful nature, without sin, and only his mercy will help us.
Amen. This week a question was brought out to me. Do you realize that Christ has died for your sins? Young people, do you realize that Christ has died for your sins? I think each Sunday when we come here, we need to have a realization that we have been saved from our condition. We have been saved from who we are.
Amen.
If you look to the tree of life, and then you look to the tree of knowledge of good and evil, man had to choose which one he wanted to. But man is defaulted to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. What is this tree? This tree is the self. This self does not just mean lawlessness. This self does not just mean sin. This self is being turned away from the Lord. Amen. If you are not turned to the Lord, you are in self. Amen. I think we need to realize this. Peter, his intention for the Lord was good. He said to the Lord, "Lord, you should not die. Is it wrong to consider another person to not die, even one you love, to tell them, do not die?" But what did the Lord say to Peter? "Get behind me, Satan." I think we need to realize this, is that if we are not turned to the Lord, as Brother Plumpton shared, if we are not partaking of this burnt offering, if we're not even partaking of the meal offering, and as the brother shared, joined into the Lord, we need to realize that you are in self, you are in sin. This is not something small. I hope that from these past 2 weeks we now realize that the sin offering is not something small. Actually, it says in Leviticus, if a sin is revealed, and this is not just to the common ones, it's even to the priests, it's even to the leaders, anyone, if a sin is revealed, the sin offering must be taken. But praise the Lord that He died for our sins. Amen. That this blood is at the basis of the sin offering.
Amen. Amen.
Saints, this is even for me to understand, is that when we do not start our day with the Lord, if anything we are doing is not in the Lord, it's a sin. It is a sin.
Amen.
And we need to be those who treasure the sin offering.
Amen.
Because we can be saved. We no longer have to be those who are stuck to ourselves, stuck to the old man. Lord Jesus, I think the one thing that I wanted to say is that the only way we will ever see is through light. And this light comes after we have partaken of the burnt offering and the meal offering.
Amen.
So saints, do not stop from being joined to the Lord day by day, moment by moment. If light comes, that's the key.
Amen.
Light will not come through Satan's accusations.
Right.
Light will only come through God shining. Amen. This will only come when we are joined to Him.
Amen.
So saints, be encouraged that we have this sin offering. But this is just for us to continue to be joined to Him.
So John 8:44 says that Satan is a murderer. He is a murderer from the beginning.
Amen.
And he's also a liar. And he's the father of lies.
Amen.
And also not only that, it's even worse. It's even worse. So I have a birthday. You have a birthday. On these birthdays, So Satan is the serpent. On these birthdays, there were more serpents came into the world. More serpents came into the world. So John 3 is the bronze serpent. The Lord as the sin offering is the bronze serpent. He is the bronze serpent in connection to our regeneration. How can we have the divine life and the divine nature when we have sin? We are sin. We are serpents. How can that be? And also, 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be watchful, be sober, because Satan as a roaring lion is seeking to devour us. He's a murderer. He wants to murder us. He's a liar. He wants to fill us with emptiness. He wants to destroy us. So how can it be? So day by day, he's seeking to devour us. How can we? So what should we, how can all this be? On the cross, sin was condemned. The flesh was crucified.
Amen.
Satan was destroyed.
Amen.
How can all this be? Well, it is not God's intention that we be sinless. That would be nice. Then we wouldn't have these problems. That would be very nice. It's not his intention that we be sinless. It is his intention that we be regenerated.
Right.
That we have his life.
Amen.
That we have his nature.
Amen.
So John 3:14, the next verse is John 3:15. It talks about believing.
Amen.
Receiving, to be regenerated. The verse after Romans 8:3 is Romans 8:4.
Right.
Romans 8:4 talks about walking according to spirit.
Amen.
Not walking according to flesh. So that we walk according to spirit, we fulfill the righteous requirement of the law.
Amen.
No sin. There's the fulfillment of the requirement of the law. So God doesn't. So our business is to walk. Is what? How will we live? How will we walk? Will we walk according to the serpentine nature in our being?
Amen.
Or will we walk according to the divine nature in our being? So the answer to the so the execution on Satan is incremental. So in us, so this is so that we can learn and grow in life, so that we can walk in the right realm. We can walk in the realm of the divine life and the divine nature, and fulfill the righteous requirement of the law, and even manifest God.
Amen.
So this is we have to grow in this realm and live and walk in this realm by denying this by denying our flesh,
right,
and walking according to our spirit.
Amen.
Then gradually, little by little, Satan is actually the sentence is carried out on him.
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
So the sequence is when the sin in us is not taken care of until the redemption of our body.
Amen.
When the Lord returns, our body will be redeemed. This is in the resurrection. So the sin will be taken care of. So today is not the day for us to be sinless. Today is the day for us to choose, to exercise, to grow in life, and walk according to the Spirit, according to our regeneration that He accomplished on the cross as the bronze serpent, as a sin offering. So that the Revelation 12:11 says, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And the word of our testimony.
Amen.
What does this mean? So we can understand the blood. What about the word of our testimony? So when it comes, the accusation, when the failure comes, or the accusation comes, what should we do? What should we do? That is the time for the word, the blood. Say, look, Satan, I have the blood.
Amen.
Tell the Lord that. I thank you for your blood.
Amen.
Thank you that you came in the form of a serpent.
Amen.
You're a brass serpent.
Amen.
You came in that form and you died on the cross.
Amen.
And you destroyed the devil.
Amen.
You took care of this problem.
Amen.
So this is the word of our testimony.
Amen.
We speak what has been accomplished.
Amen.
This is also our looking at the, lifting up our eyes and looking at the bronze serpent lifted
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
We believe.
Amen.
We receive.
Amen.
What should we do? He doesn't want us to work. He wants us to believe and receive.
Amen.
And then speak. We speak the word of our testimony. That's the word of our testimony.
Amen.
Offering, I'm still very ignorant. I think the appreciation depends on how much extent we understand the significance of this sin offering. Most of the time, we take our sins too lightly. We only think, okay, maybe the sin, bring us to jail is counted like a sin. But actually, in the new offering, we can see even the honey and the leaven all count as a sin. Even our good part of our human nature is also count as a sin if it's not in God. So if we don't know how much the sin is, the sin can bring us to death and to the eternal condemnation. And our sin is so bad, and the significance of the sin offering, they can bring us to the eternal life. So we really need to stay at the knowledge level of the sin offering. We need to apply to our daily life. We really need to practice, and every day we can't live by ourselves, because we live by ourselves is a sin itself. So we need to come back to the Lord, and also we need to remind each other. We need to spiritual companion remind each other. We need to come back to the Lord every minute. Yeah, otherwise we will, stay in ourselves. So thank the Lord, He is the sin offering, and He cleanse our sins once for all. Now we can, praise the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. I really appreciate that Shepherd brought out Nicodemus. Actually, we see John chapter 3, the Lord talked to Nicodemus. Nicodemus, he was a teacher of Israel. Okay, he was a Pharisee, and he was also a ruler of the Jews. So, but then the Lord talked to him and say, on John 3:6, it says that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So, even Nicodemus needs this. That means that, we all need this. And if you go back to Numbers 21, actually I think young people, you learn about this Bible story. We know that Israelites, they went through the wilderness. There were 42 stations or stops, right? Mm-hmm. So when they went to, when these fiery serpents happened, actually they completed half of the journey already, or even, two-thirds. But then if you go back to Numbers 21, you look at what they did. Actually, they actually just won a fight to Canaanites. But they complained because they had to detour to go around the land of Eden. So they were impatient. And then they complained to Moses and complained to the Lord. What did they say? They said there was no food. There was no water. Mm-hmm. But then if you look at the next verse or the next phrase, it says that, actually basically they were saying that, by the way, there is food, but we don't like the food. So they are saying that they don't like the food that the Lord prepares for them. So that's why they got this punishment. And then I remember Friday when we read this paragraph, Joseph read 50 serpents, actually it's fiery serpents, but actually I think that's a good reminder. Okay, fiery serpents, they were actually more than one, there were many, many. So I think we have to see that, today in our Christian life, it's really a battlefield. Just like Brother Tom shared, I think that, in our daily living, there are so many things that we would be bothered. Just like Sister Lan shared, maybe it's not really what we think, or we steal, we kill, or whatever, obvious things. It's actually little things that we may be bothered. If we are not for the Lord, actually we are living, in this sinful nature. And go back to day four. I don't know if you noticed this. When I was thinking about this, why did God, save us? Actually, I think we have to have this big picture about why did God save the Israel. Actually, it's a group of people. if God saved the Israelites and then they were still in the wilderness, then God's purpose would not be fulfilled. Actually, God wants them to go to the good land. So we have to see that, you know, for the whole journey, God's purpose is to form an army to fight for him, to go to the good land, so that he can have a ground on earth, so that he can overcome. So I really hope that this is a reminder to us that we all need to turn to the Lord. Whenever we confess, whenever we look at him, we look upon him, we will be saved. We will be released by the by the devil, and then we will overcome.
I think I know my mother in law. Shit.
对不起，因为我过年必须戴着口罩，我今天交通的不是这个星期的信息，我想交通我读《利未记生命读经》的一个感想，来和大家分享。这个《利未记》呢，我刚信主不久，读到这个《利未记》啊，我就问我儿子。 这个是说什么，那个说什么，他说妈妈这个太难了，你以后再慢慢就会了解。那我就想好吧，那就把整个《利未记》略读一遍，以后就再也不去读它，除非是在读信息的时候有提到《利未记》的这个串书的话，我才会去翻一翻啊。但是这一次我们追求这个《利未记》的信息，结晶读经，让我有一种冲动去读这《利未记》的生命读经。 那实在收获非常的多，所以今天愿意在这里与大家来分享。当我读到第一篇的时候，就非常的摸着，我们要有一个正确敬拜神的方法，正确的敬拜神，就是要接触神，与神共同分享，与神一同分享，一同有交通，这样才是正确的敬拜神。 那现在读到这个《利未记》的28章，他是讲到亚伦和他儿子们承受承接圣职的这一段，就特别的有摸着啊。那我想就今天就把这个承接圣职的这个呢，做一个比较多的说明。在《利未记》的前7章呢，都在描述五类的祭。 燔祭、书祭、平安祭、赎罪祭和赎愆祭，然后呢就颁布关于应用这5种祭的5种条例，各种条例啊，然后应用这些祭的结果呢就是平安。平安就是在我们与神的关系上，基督做我们一切的总和。在基督救赎之下，我们享受基督做总和就是平安。这个平安就是我们得到安息、享受。 并且满足。这些祭之后呢，接着下来就描述这个祭司体系的承接圣职。这个承接圣职呢，它的意思，原意是说双手充满，但另外有一个意思是任命。亚伦呢，他借着承接圣职呢，就得着这个。 大祭司圣别的地位，那他是虚空的来到摩西面前，他虚空的双手，因着他得到这个任命呢，他就双手得到充满啊。在会幕的入口，亚伦和他的儿子们是空着双手出现在摩西面前的，但是当他们呢承接圣职的时候，他们虚空的手就充满了基督预表的各方面。 利未记呢？读到这一篇，我才知道说利未记原来不是写给大家的，写给一般人的，它是写给祭司的。后来我一想，哦，我们是新约的祭司，所以还是写给我们大家的啊。利未记还是写给我们大家的啊。我们。 因为我们在受浸重生之后就成了真正的祭司，我们需要在承接圣职的那一天把自己交给神。当我们宣告愿意做神的奴仆服侍主，把自己交给神，神就会立刻接纳我们的奉献，并且任命我们做释放他的祭司，来承接圣职。承接圣职呢是在我们的这一面，但是任命呢是在神的那一面。那神任命我们，我会很有一个很惭愧的感觉，神任命我来承接圣职，我有没有双手充满？我一直在想这个问题啊。但是呢，在这个里面告诉我们说，我们重新，神呢救赎了我们之后，就重新构成我们，不同于我们凭天然所出生的所事，我们把我们构成神的所事，所以我们能够来承接圣职。但是借着我们的重生，相信基督啊，我们信入基督就被基督构成啊，构成了祭司。那现在我们需要承接圣职呢，并接受神的任命，使我们祭司职任成为正式的。
Amen.
但是前面我们所说的这一些呢，都是指基督。凡是基督对我们的所事并我们所做的，都是要将我们构成祭司。那新约，在新约里啊，祭司呢，旧约里面呢，祭司是要穿圣袍，那我们新约的祭司呢，是用衣服来指我们的外面。那我们的用衣服是做我们外面的彰显，我们外面的彰显呢，应当是基督属性的彰显。那基督的属性呢，他是爱啊，基督在为人的时候，他的属性是爱。那这属人的爱呢，是与神圣的爱调和在一起的，神的所事和基督在他人性里的所事调和在一起，借着这样的神性，包括在基督人性的彰显里。因为在基督里面，神圣的属性与人性的美德是调和的，他的爱、恩慈、怜悯都是超凡的。在他里面，神的爱、恩慈和怜悯与人的爱、恩慈和怜悯都调和在一起。这神圣的属性呢
？Amen。
神圣属性呢，是与人的调和，已成为我们的衣服。因为我们已经重生啊，我们就穿上基督。我们穿上基督就是我们的祭司袍。那当神认定我们做祭司侍奉神的时候，就给我们穿上基督，我们把自己奉献给主为祭司。当我们宣告奉献要给主做祭司，立刻神基督和圣灵就来装饰啊，就来装饰我们。但是在这里有一个条件，神和基督是调和的，那我们人也要和神调和在一起啊。那我们怎么样去与主调和啊？这是我自己读出来摸索的啊。第一个，我们要爱主，爱主的显现，因为我们不爱主会使我们成为咒诅的人，我们不该停留在受诅的范围里。第二个，我们要天天向主有新的奉献，要奉献啊，有一个新的奉献，而不是天天停留在那个老旧里，必须天天吃主喝主。那在这个吃主喝主的这个，我就在第二天生命读经的第二天里面呢、啊、读到一段，就是觉得感触很深啊。因为神给我们食物就是基督，那神也赐给我们一个烹调的方法，烹调的食谱，就是那祭祀的条例啊，献祭的那些条例就是食谱。 那我们人呢是作为厨师来烹调基督，基督是可吃的，我们要把基督做成美味，奉献给神做礼物，这样与神来共享。神吃基督，我们也吃基督，一同来共享基督。这是我觉得很奇妙的一点。那我们必须天天吃神口中所出的话，细细的咀嚼消化，要正确的消化。 好叫我们活出基督来，我们必须在实际的灵里行事为人。我们必须过整个基督的香调的生活，因为香调可以调整我们，使我们和谐，要将灵供应给人。在四世纪九章九节里面，橄榄树对他们说：“我岂可停止生产我那尊重神和人的油？”所以，我们必须把这个基督，我们所得到的基督来供应人。 我们受基督做生命，并将神生命的神的生命和爱供应人，就是人和神都喜乐。我们凭神的灵服侍，而不凭肉体，因为我们肉体是有罪的肉体。当叫人知道我们的谦让于人，那能够做到这样，我想我们可以合主调和了。但愿神保守我们，并祝福我们，天天穿上基督，双手充满。
来承接圣职，当神喜悦的悦纳的祭司。Amen.
So quickly summary. So before, when I first time read the Leviticus, it's quite difficult. But this time, I have the heart to really get into it. My first enjoyment is that on the chapter one of the Leviticus life study, we realized that the true worship. The true worship is to partake God and to enjoy God and to eat with God. And then we get into the first seven chapters of Leviticus, which are the offerings and the sacrifices and the law of the offerings and the sacrifices. And the result of all these is Christ as the peace offering. And when we have Christ our peace offering, then we, as the priesthood, will be commissioned, and we will be filled. So we'll take, we'll consecrate to God, and we will be commissioned by God Himself as His holy priesthood. And in this, we have to experience that our empty hand be filled by all the riches of Christ. I also realize that Leviticus is not a book written for common people. Rather, it is a book written to the priest. Oh. And to become a priest, we have to wear priestly clothing. And in New Testament age, the priestly clothing is the human virtue blended by the divine nature. And only that we wear such a manifestation, such a human virtue blended by a divine nature, then will become the priesthood. Christ is sober or dormant, and to experience all of this, we have to subjectively be mingled and blended with God. To do that, we need to love the Lord and love His experience, and we need to eat and drink of Him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll just follow my mother-in-law. I didn't like he was going to share, but actually it really touched me. You know, the book of Leviticus is written for the priest, and we are all priests, right? In the New Testament, we are all priests. So, you know, I don't know whether you have wondered this. When the Lord was dying on the cross for us, how he can deal with the devil, how he can, you know, capture the devil in his flesh and you know, destroy him, you know. We know Christ, in him, in his flesh, he has no sin, right? And there's nothing of devil can be in him. So the devil, the reason, you know, devil can be dealt with on his flesh is because he died on the cross, not only as an individual, sinless Jesus Christ. That's individual Christ. Actually, he came to join the all creation. So when he died on the cross, in God's eye, this is not this only this individual Jesus. It's the whole all man, including us, was dealt with. So we, in this all man, Satan was captured and been dealt with and is destroyed. So in other words, you know, the Lord come to terminate the old man in order to create a corporate new man. And this corporate new man actually is the priesthood. And so the everything the Lord are doing is to, you know, produce, to recover this priesthood, this corporate priesthood, so we can serve him, we can lift him, and we can fulfill God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
So back to, you know, again, my mother-in-law was sharing in the beginning, you know, the book of Leviticus is for us to be trained, to be perfected. So we can be in this, we know how to live, and we know how to serve the Lord.
Amen.
And so, my burden is, you know, at any opportunity, we can be perfected, we can serve together as a priesthood, we don't miss this opportunity.
Amen.
This including, you know, the April 21st, there's two events, do you remember? One is there's a fellowship blending in New York City for all the sisters you all have heart to blend with the saints, the sisters in the Northeast. Please try your best to register. And that evening, there's a perfect training. We will have fellowship with Brother Peter Chen. Please, you know, come to be perfected and be part of this corporate priesthood.
Amen. Saints, I'm sorry we're so late for 10 minutes, but I need you to pray in your spirit.
Amen.
This week we talk about reality. Reality about what the hour thinks can be revealed to us. The reality of the can you hear me?
Yes.
The reality of the sin offering. And I like to bring you into this scenery. Brother and sister, in this universe, there's a battle going on. In other words, there's a fight going on. The fight was between God and his enemy, devil. And we, as a human being, were brought into this battle. Did you see that? In a sense, we were dragging into this battleship. And this fight is very severe and furious.
Amen.
Especially come to our age. When God created man, Satan knew God's eternal economy. So he right after that come in to damage that man. The way he damaged is to inject himself into us. So we were created for God's purpose to fight. Satan took the step to frustrate God's purpose, and we got damaged. But praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord didn't give up.
Amen.
And his wisdom is to use Satan's tactic and to overturn or to undo what he did.
Amen.
Did you see that?
Amen.
If you see that, your mind will be open up to see what is your responsibility and my responsibility.
Amen.
To be joining God to fight this battle.
Amen.
I will use three brothers. You three brothers come up. I want to you today to see that picture. Okay? This is Christ. This one is God created man. Sorry, brother, I have to use you. You are this devil. Okay? Christ accomplished everything. Redemption has been accomplished, and the blood has been shed. Okay. However, this devil, that he continued to frustrate, to accuse God's economy by doing what? By doing accusation. This exactly, brother and sister, happened in our daily life. Christ has accomplished everything, and he's waiting for this man, but however, this man has been corrupted. And then this devil continued to accuse this man. You are bad. You are so bad. You know, you have hopeless. So before, even he accused us before this Lord's table meeting. Did you experience that?
Yes.
He accused by using everything. So when we come to the meeting, we are in a so low spirit. We can't even pray. And we are just get defeated every time. And we're just wondering why this happened every Lord's Day. Because this devil is accusing you. So what we should do, we should apply what the Christ has accomplished.
Amen.
He accomplished the redemption.
Amen.
And the blood has shed.
Amen.
So what this man should do? Turn to the Lord. And apply what? Apply the blood. This is the way overcame the devil.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. I believe you see what I mean.
Amen.
This is for us to exercise, not merely to come to the meeting. Even now, he's trying to frustrate us. Did you see this scenery? And then, we also needs to be watchful. Not merely to apply blood in a bluntly way. You also have to guard your heart. Today, this morning, we mentioned about conscience. Without guarding our heart, without conscience, I will tell you the devil, he knew how to defeat us.
Amen.
So we have to remember the 1 Timothy 5, chapter 1, verse 5. Guard our heart with pure heart, with good conscience, and unfeigned faith. So if our conscience in our daily life bother us, we need to apply blood.
Amen.
Which is cover our heart in at least defensive stage. But we don't want to stay in all the time defensive. I mean offensive, sorry. And we also need to what? Take the blood to fight back.
Amen.
Have you ever fight back to the devil?
Amen.
Or you just all the time let him defeat you? How to apply the blood to the devil? When you are by yourself. When that devil come to tempt you, you need to tell him, devil, I have blood.
Amen.
You have legal fire.
Amen.
Have you ever do this before?
Amen.
Probably not. Why? Because your conscience bother you. So we have to take care of our conscience. When our conscience is clear, then we have the boldness to declare this victory.
Amen.
I believe if we are doing this, then we will be ushered into a second realm. That realm will probably never be in there. That is called the battlefield. Saints, God needs us. God needs us. Not merely to have read the Bible. God needs you to see the vision behind the veil. And when you see that, you rise up in your prayer and you will fight. May the Lord gain us in our daily life.
Amen.
Take care of our conscience.
Amen.
Right now, is anything bothering you? Are you still under the accusation? Are you still in that low spirit? Do not. The blood you can apply.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us.
Amen.
Amen.
Speaking.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your blood.
Amen.
Thank you because you have defeated the devil.
Amen.
And we're the kingdom of priest to execute him.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, thank you for expression in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Thank you we could have such a speaking.
Amen.
In the tent of meeting.
Amen.
It's here we're safeguarded and protected.
Amen.
Thank you for your precious blood.
Amen.
Which covers your entire house.
Amen.
Lord, in you we are safe.
Amen.
And if in you the enemy has nothing.
Amen.
This morning we exercise to be one with you.
Amen.
We apply your blood.
Amen.
And we join ourselves to you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For the mercy on us.
Amen.
You are the sin offering.
Amen.
Reality.
Amen.
You are the bronze serpent.
Amen.
We can look upon.
Amen.
We can be saved.
Amen.
We give our daily living to you.
Amen.
Give all the brothers and sisters to you.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, you gain us.
Amen.
Gain us for your purpose.
Amen.
We were brought into this battleship.
Amen.
We are one with you.
Amen.
To fight this battle.
Amen.
Lord, gain our daily living.
Amen.
We will apply the blood.
Amen.
Safeguard our conscience.
Amen.
And exercise our spirit.
Amen.
To walk and live in our spirit.
Amen.
The Lord.